أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن أن يقتل مؤمنا إلا خطأ ومن قتل مؤمنا خطأ فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة ودية مسلمة إلى أهله إلا أن يصدقوا فإن كان من قوم عدو لكم وهو مؤمن فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة وإن كان من قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق فدية مسلمة إلى أهله وتحرير رقبة مؤمنة فمن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين توبة من الله وكان الله عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 92 of Surah An-Nisa. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the killing of a believer, of a mu'min, to understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the blood of human beings in a way that it is sanctified, and the preservation of life has been held in high esteem insofar as the Shariat is concerned. A believer, when we look through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find if a believer killed another believer, then we will have the law of qisas, the penal law. Or if a believer renegated from the deen of Islam, then that person could be killed. Or if a person was married and committed zina, then that person under Islamic law would be stoned to death. Otherwise, the life of a believer is sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence the life of a Muslim is preserved in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If a believer kills another person, like in the next verse, then that is a major sin in the eyes of Allah ta'ala, if it was done amadan, in other words, intentionally. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a kind of murder which technically in the Shariat is known as qatl-e khata, that a person killed another person unintentionally by mistake. Now at the outset, there are very many different types of murders we will get insofar as the Shariat is concerned, insofar as the court of law of the Shariat is concerned. We will discuss that much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed in this ayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat discusses this type, that it is possible that one believer kills another by mistake in error, and if that happens, then what are the penalties, what is the kafara, what should be done? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَآ. It does not behove, it is not permissible, it is not possible for a believer to kill another believer except in error, except by mistake. But if that happens, وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً, if a person kills a believer in error, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا, number one, as a kafara, as a penalty, the person will have to free a believing slave. That was at the time when slavery was in vogue. وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. Number two, he will have to hand over the blood money to the family of the victim of the murdered person. What is the blood money? If it was camels in those days, or even in these days in an Islamic state, then it will be 100 camels. If it was gold coins, then it will be 1,000 gold coins. If it was silver coins, then it will be 10,000 silver coins. Illa ayyasaddaqu, but except if the family, the inheritors of the victim, forgive or forego. If one person forgoes, that person's share will drop. If all of them forego, then all the shares will drop. فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍ. Now, if a person killed another believer, but that believer was living amongst a tribe that was an enemy of the Muslims, عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ, they were an enemy to you. In other words, the entire family were not Muslims. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, However, the victim himself was a believer, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا, then the kafara will apply, that the person had to then free a believing slave. In other words, there will be no blood money because the family are not Muslims. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٍ, but however, if the person lived amongst a family, that between you and them there was some covenant, there was some peace pact, فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ, then of course the blood money will be handed over to their families. وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا, and even in this case the person will have to fulfill the kafara by freeing a slave. Now what happens if a person cannot free the slave, he does not have the financial capacity to do so? فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ, then that person who does not have the capacity to free a slave, or in these times cannot find a free slave because there's no slavery, then that person will have to fast two months consecutively as a tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shariat has taken every step to make sure that the preservation of blood is preserved insofar as a community is concerned, insofar as the Shariat is concerned, that individuals on their own will understand the kafara, families will know that the blood monies will have to be paid, and everyone then becomes very cautious with regards to the life of others. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah Ta'ala is alim, that in this world a person may get away, a person may hide, do whatever, but Allah Ta'ala knows who has murdered who. حَكِيمًا, and Allah Ta'ala has brought this law in vogue so that life will be preserved, and of course people will be able to live in a just and peaceful society. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.